it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about AI. Over the weekend, I was encouraged to download the ChatGPT app, which I did. It has not been of much use because I think there's a paid version. I think it's like $20 a month, which seems pretty expensive. But I think when you consider all that it can actually do for you in terms of research, answering questions, gathering data, it might be worth it depending on what your motives are for using it. The non-paid version basically just reiterates the question that I put into it and then adds like one extra sentence of details. So it hasn't been of use to me. But anyways, AI, obviously, we've all realized is, I guess, for better or for worse, here to stay. And not only here to stay, but also feels like it's taking over the world one day at a time. There have been so many stories recently about AI and all of the crazy, some good, some truly evil things that it's able to accomplish. So I wanted to get into a few of the instances in which AI has been seen recently and kind of get to the conclusion whether or not this is a good or bad thing for society. First off, this one was nuts. This is one of the, I think, examples that you could say AI is for the worse and how it's really helping to harm those who are, I guess, the victims of AI, right? There was a Baltimore athletic director. This past week, he was arrested for framing the principal at the high school that he worked at. Apparently, this athletic director had a fake recording that was AI generated of the principal using racial slurs, and it caused the principal to temporarily lose his job. Not only that, but also the school itself was getting a whole slew of threats, hate-filled messages from people that thought, oh my gosh, we have a racist principal at this school. Like, that's probably the worst thing that could actually happen because this is a role model for all of the students. And I have to imagine that there is some type of diversity at the school where this would affect, you know, a large portion of the population. So anyways, what had happened was there was a 3-month investigation into this because this is something that would be taken super seriously, right? I mean, horrible racial slurs. I mean, just to give you an example of some of the things that were said, they were racist remarks made about black and also Jewish people. The AI insulted the black students at the school, referring to them to the worst name that they could be called, and saying that they, quote, couldn't test their way out of a paper bag. In addition, there was criticism of the teachers for not properly educating students. He said the principal, the AI version of the principal, of course, said he was going to drag a staff member's black ass out of here one way or another. So these are obviously very horrible things that were AI generated that were then pegged onto the principal of the school. Well, after this 3-month investigation, it was determined that all of these remarks, this whole recording, was completely fake, AI generated. But that's the crazy thing about AI, is they can actually take someone's voice to sound exactly like them and have it say whatever you want it to say. So people are like, why would the guy do something like this? This is horrible. Well, apparently this athletic director was very good with technology. That's how he was able to concoct this AI-generated voice recording in the first place. And the reason that he pinned it on the principal, this is good, is because the principal was having this athletic director investigated for stealing money from the school. So this guy is literally just like a straight-up criminal, stealing school funds. And then when he thinks he's not going to get away with it, because now it's getting out there in the open and the principal's investigating him, he makes an AI-generated recording that makes the principal sound like he's a racist and hateful, so that then all of the remarks he's making against this athletic director would no longer probably stand, right? Because who's going to believe someone that's making all of these horrible statements about other minority groups? So this is just one example how AI has just gotten completely out of control. I have to imagine there are many other examples like this that already are in existence, and probably there will be many more that come to fruition. Because if you have access to this software, I don't know what software it is, but if you have access to it, you could literally take anybody's voice and have it say whatever you want them to say. And once you put stuff like that on the internet, who's to be the judge of this is real, this is fake, until you have the proper parties in place to do, like they had here, a 3-month investigation. That's not easy. 3 months of resources, time, who knows how much this cost the school system or whoever was investigating this. That's not something that everyone is going to have access to. So a lot of people are probably just going to be thrown under the bus immediately and deemed to be guilty. It's not a good thing. Now, let's move on from the idea of trying to paint someone as, we'll just call it a criminal, to the idea that AI is also being used in another space that people have had trouble in for, well, now it seems quite a while. It's getting very bleak out there, everybody. I thank God that I'm not in this scene, but the dating scene. It's the Wild West out there. That's all I'm going to say, is dating sucks these days. I have friends who are single, and honestly, people are like, why is it not possible that I could just stay in my apartment all the time watching Netflix and somehow Prince Charming just waltzes right on in and sweeps me off my feet? Unfortunately, that's not how it goes these days. You got to put in real effort. No one's really that into it. So you got one person who's not into it, another person who's not into it. Throw them together. They're both not into it. And dating disasters arise each and every day. Anyways, there seems to be a guy. He's all the way in Russia. He's in Moscow. His name is Alexander Zidan. But it seems like he has found the hack to dating, right? Something that nobody wants to do. He has found a hack to doing it successfully using AI. So here's what happened. This guy, Alexander, he got on Tinder after becoming single. Tinder. I haven't been on Tinder since, wow, like 2010, maybe. I don't even know if I was ever really on Tinder. I was maybe on it for 2 seconds. I don't even know anyone who uses Tinder these days. I feel like everyone's on like Hinge or Bumble. Anyways, that's a different point to make. He got on Tinder, and I mean, there are just so many options, right? You got to swipe, 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 left, right. You got to really put some serious time and effort into this. Well, this guy was like, I don't have time for this, and I want to get through more of the potential matches than I ordinarily would be able to in a day's time. So what he did, he programmed himself, this guy, obviously smart guy, he programmed AIs, OpenAIs, ChatGPT to be his personal dating assistant. So using this dating assistant that he programmed for him, using all of his information, he programmed in his likes, his hobbies, he programmed it to understand what type of women that he liked to go for physically and also emotionally, personally. And he was able to converse. Listen to this number. This is wild. 5,239 women. He was able. Do you know how much time that would take to converse with over 5,000 women? I mean, this isn't just solely matching with them. This is then going on to converse with them. I mean, that would take manpower that someone just does not have the capacity to do. And it scheduled him out of these over 5,000 women 100 dates. So it was able to literally funnel out, these are the 100 best matches for you, and then we'll schedule dates. So now this guy has to go on dates with 100 women. But I mean, listen, if you already know, like, there's a good chance that my future perfect match is in this 100 women. I mean, that sounds like an expensive process, but right? Let's go for it. So he took all these 100 dates and was managed to whittle it down to just one woman. And guess what? This woman is now his wife. These two are now married. I think, there we go. We have a picture. There's Alexander and his wife that fell in love with him using AI. And actually, she found out after the fact that she had been chatting with AI for the first several months of their relationships. And she wasn't bothered by it. She was like, you know what? Alexander obviously took a lot of time to program AI to make it seem exactly like him. And obviously then when she met him in person, she fell in love with him in real life, which means that the version online and the version in real life were very similar. So she's like, he took the effort, made the effort to program AI perfectly. And then he also programmed it to find the woman that he was most going to be attracted to. And that ultimately led him to his wife. So, I mean, I hope to never, ever, ever in my life get on a dating app again. I mean, that means things have gone tragically wrong for me. But I guess if one must get on a dating app, an AI personal assistant seems to be the move. And I have to imagine this is going to gain a lot more traction, although they did ban this AI platform in Russia's Tinder's version in Russia. They banned just because I think there's a lot of things that also probably could go wrong with this. And I think that Tinder and other dating apps are incorporating their own little versions of AI dating assistants where it can get to know you and help to funnel through different matches. I know that that's in the works on several different apps in several different countries, but we'll see how far it can go. I have to imagine that's probably the wave of the future. Okay, now, I don't necessarily know that that's a bad thing. So we started with truly evil. We got to dating. Could go good, could go bad. Let's go to an example that is truly for good before getting to our final example. Truly an example that would be for good is AI is helping with tornado detection. As we know, this past week, there were horrible, horrible tornadoes that ripped through the Midwest. One of them being in Oklahoma. I saw the devastation. I had a friend that actually was there personally storm chasing. And oh my God, it was very scary, especially when you look at the aftermath and the horrible damage that it did to some of these smaller rural towns that are going to take years in copious amounts of money and resources to rebuild. Well, anyways, now what AI is able to do is it's going to be able to lay a foundation for learning algorithms to detect and predict tornadoes so they can more easily get people out of harm's way before the tornadoes hit. So that is probably one of the greatest things that AI is going to be able to do in the short term. And, it's only advancing more and more each and every day. So this is pretty cool. It also shows the model's ability for spotting a twister. So they'll be able to help forecasters just give more accurate warnings to people that ultimately are going to help save lives. Okay, finally, let me get into, isn't it interesting how like it's more fun to talk about all of the evils of AI than the good things for AI? I think I spent like 30 seconds talking about the best thing that AI can do and then like 7 minutes talking about the horrible things it can do. Finally, let's get into one last thing. AI is having a profound effect on music. Ice Cube actually personally commented on this yesterday. And you know what? Let's just go ahead and bring him in and then get into this last facet of AI. Let's bring in Mike Gunzelman, aka the Big Guns, Outkick contributor, to talk about this last facet of AI, because this is something we've seen coming for a while, Guns.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, hold on. Let me get into it and then I'll have you comment. So what's happening is people are able to use songwriters, music artists' likeness, their voice,
right,
and they're able to put words into their mouth, kind of like we saw with that first AI generated rant that they had the principal go on that was fake. But now you can take an artist that no longer is with us. Let's say, for example, Frank Sinatra, which we'll have an example of Ice Cube commenting on this. And you can physically put lyrics in his mouth and incorporate it into new music. And Frank Sinatra has obviously no say about this. But not only this, but we're seeing holograms, right? Singing holograms. I mean, there's so many different things that AI is doing right now. And it probably could have a very detrimental effect on the music industry. So before we get any further, let's take a listen to your conversation, a snippet of it with AI that occurred in the past couple of days, and go from there. Here it is.
You know, I don't really have a big problem with artists using AI to enhance their own creativity. But when other people are pretending to be Frank Sinatra and Biggie Smalls, fuck that shit. That's terrible. Because we don't even know if these guys would have liked the song. We don't know if these guys would have even agreed with the lyrics. We don't know if these guys would have even sung that.
For a society that already is pretty much dumb that we can't tell the difference between what's real and what's fake. When you add in AI and algorithms and all this stuff, I think it's a recipe for disaster. I think it also can kind of take away from that creative element.
You love an artist because of his choices. You love an artist because of the choices they make. And that's what makes you in awe, that they make the right choices, or they make choices that you that move you. But if you believe that, you know, Dr. Dre just got the beat, you know, from AI, are you really giving him an award?
Okay, so guns, let's get into this, because when you look at the past, you know, for example, you know, they talk about people having an unfair advantage, being able to use AI in their music. People have been using, or I guess taking advantage of certain qualities, auto-tune, which enhances people's music, right, for decades now, which can be considered fake. You have ghostwriters for your music where people think you're actually writing the music, but somebody else actually is, and you're taking credit for it. So there actually have been, I guess, hacks along the way where people are able to make their music seem more interesting when really maybe it wouldn't be otherwise. But this takes it to a whole different level. Like being able to incorporate an artist into your songs that you don't get permission from, that you are inserting words into their mouth, and then they have no say in it. I mean, that just seems, I don't know, like a lawsuit waiting to happen, first of all, and wrong. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into the music thing right now, but I got to go back on that dating part about AI with you, because we got to talk about that. But yeah, so as Ice said, this is a major thing that's happening. So the reason this all came about is because a couple weeks ago, Drake, we all know Drake, obviously, massive artist. It's Drake. Drake took Tupac Shakur's voice, all right? Tupac, legendary rapper, whether you like him or you don't like him, he's still one of the greatest to ever do it. He took an AI-generated version of Tupac's voice and made Tupac do a rap that only Drake came up with. And that caused mayhem within the industry, because this is obviously the direction that it's going. If you think back just a couple months ago, obviously we all know about the Hollywood actor strike and all that. A big part that a lot of people weren't discussing was that it had to do with AI rights, because a lot of the studios wanted to use the likeness and image of these actors and actresses and put them like maybe in the background of you know, film shots or whatnot, and they weren't going to get paid for it. That was a huge part that nobody was really considering, because once they have you, they have you, and you're not going to get reciprocated for it. So case in point, you fast forward a couple months, now you got Drake using Tupac, who's like one of the most legendary rappers ever. That would be like, it could be Ed Sheeran's going to take John Lennon's voice, but not ask John Lennon to state about it. And like, what happens if all of a sudden he has John Lennon being like, I think about everything going on in the world right now, and John Lennon singing about it, but perhaps singing the opposite direction than all the peace and love that he used to claim. It is a recipe for disaster. And the problem is, and Ice Cube, I mean, he didn't hold back on it. And I mean, he's an innovator. He's an influencer. I mean, he's the pinnacle of the pinnacle, no doubt, across the board. Movies and Big Three Basketball League and, you know, the Caitlin Clark stuff and obviously all the rap stuff. The larger issue is, once AI has you, they can control you. And how much can you really rein in? So if we let it get too far out of control in the beginning, then we are just screwed. So I kind of give
how do we have any control over it, though? How do we have any control over it, though? I don't think any of us have any say in how far it goes. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, this has the power. This is a scary thought, but AI literally has the power to destroy the world. I mean, it can program. Oh, yeah. It could program robots to, I mean, which we're already experiencing, to hate America. We already are experiencing that. Unfortunately, they're not even robots. They're people who came from, you know, real families and have real moms and dads who clearly did not do their job and still aren't doing their job. But they could program robots to say, we hate America, death to America. And then, I mean, what are we all left to do about that? I mean, how does one control that? Once it's it's programmed, which we've already also seen AI being programmed to do a lot and say a lot of horrible things just within the internet's capacity, where it's like twisted people's words and given death threats and said that I had a guy on the show months ago who was told that from AI that he should be given the death penalty for being a quote right white supremacist when that was completely false. And it was just crazy. So how do we control how far it goes?
All right. So the issue is it's not going to be easy. And unfortunately, it is a power grab situation right now because you have big tech and you've got, you know, politicians want to get involved at any time, as we saw throughout the COVID, you know, pandemic or whatnot. They never want to give up their power. Once they have it, they don't want to give it up. But for those that might think that like you kind of insinuated, and Charlie, you kind of made me upset with that, Charlie, where you're like, oh, well, what can we do? We have to fight while we can, Charlie. All right. Come on, girl. You're frustrating me. Come on. Here's the deal, okay?
Well, we can fight. Sure. You fight. I'll sit back on the beach with my cocktail and I will watch you fight AI guns. Okay. I will watch that happen.
All right. Well, let me break it down real quick. All right. Give me 20 seconds for everybody out there. This is why AI is going to affect you. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, whatever, it's inevitable, blah, blah, blah. Let's break it down real quick. Number one, what's it going to do? Okay, you have the basic kind of whatever type of AI that's already happening. This is your, for people watching, your kids are using it on tests and exams and maybe using it for resumes, okay? Is it that far beyond? It's like, you know, that's wrong. But I can tell you this. I have a family of teachers that I work with. It is a disaster right now if you're a teacher, because you can't find out what it screws up the learning potential for a student, but also you don't know how much they're actually doing because there's so many different versions of AI. And that's the bottom level. Second level, okay? It's going to come to the professional workspace. You've got musicians now dealing with it. You've got the actors now having to deal with it as well. Now you're talking about, how about the drones? AI is also considered drones. Amazon's dropping off, packages via drones and stuff. And that's taking away jobs from all of us. But the biggest thing, top level, which is why it's going to affect all of us, for you watching right now at home, is it's fraud, the fraud element of it. All right. So whether it's, as we described earlier, people maliciously going after somebody. I've written on OutKick in the past about stories of somebody grabbing somebody's voice of a daughter and claiming that they were being held hostage and calling their parents and demanding money being transferred. That is a real thing. I've written multiple stories about that, okay? But also, how about this? We have an election, and we already know what happened back in the day with Facebook just a couple years ago, and people are so dumb that they can't realize what's real, what's not, what's a bot, and all this. Now the AI is going to influence an election and campaigns and all this. You can be on a beach, Charlie, drinking your mimosas and all that. But if an elected leader is out because of AI or it's shifting the narrative, we're both screwed. So it's going to affect all of us if all of a sudden this AI, because people won't fully realize it. I mean, that matters. And it's happening already because we saw it a couple months ago where a couple campaigns used it against their rivals. They use fake doctored video and messages, and then it's out there, it's so hard to refute that. Once it's out there, nobody wants to ever see the apology or the retraction. It's all first impressions. It's a mess. It's a mess.
I think that once things are out there on the internet, for people then to determine this is real and this is not real is just going to be a huge disaster. That's why I was talking at the beginning about this athletic director that framed the principal. They were able to undergo a three-month investigation. Imagine how much money and time went into that. You don't have 3 months to give to every little example of this that's occurring, and this is truly going to ruin some lives. I mean, there are going to be more severe cases, obviously, but just imagine a young girl, because we've already heard about stuff like this, who have nude pictures of them being circulated around school, right? And they're AI generated. They're not real, but that really, I mean, that could totally ruin someone's life. I mean, you could be forever shamed. You have to leave the school. I mean, who knows what kind of like mental issues that'll give you moving forward. Who's to say, no, that's not me. Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
No, you know, it, like, it, I don't know. It's just, It's going to be he said, she said type of situation.
And the thing is, it's not good because the powers that be are obviously politicians and big tech. So do we really have enough? If they're creating the rules, we already see what they've done in the past. So they're allowed to do the narrative. As you said, you know, the other example, if you come out and want to have something on ChatGPT or whatnot a certain way, and they don't allow you to do that because that's not the truth according to them. You know, the ones doing the rules might be the rule breakers themselves. And that's where you get down that slippery slope. But I got to ask you this, all right? Because now, like, this is, you brought out some doom very early right now. But we got to bring up this, Charlie, because, you know, we were talking about the dating before. If you were talking to somebody on Tinder or in an app, okay, and you found out a couple months later when you actually started hanging out with the person that they were using an app, you kind of insinuated that you would be okay with that. There, you have no way. Are you serious?
Okay, well, let me think. Okay, so first of all, I think that
if you were talking to a robot and then all of a sudden the guy was like, oh yeah, my bad, you're talking to a robot, there's no way you would get married like that example that we did. Now,
but
now,
what if, but what if,
putting in the effort,
but what no, if, no way. What if, though, I met him in real life, though, and we totally hit it off, and he was great, and I was like, his personality's fantastic, oh my gosh, I've gotten to know him so well, and now I feel like I really know him, and then we continue, you know, on that trajectory.
You would still be so mad.
And then I find
mad.
Out later, but then I find out later, but then I've already met him. And, you know, it would be one thing if it was a catfish. It'd be one thing if it was a catfish. I fall in love with this guy. He seems amazing. And then I meet him and he's like a morbidly obese, like stinky, like man that lives in his mom's basement. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But if I fell for him and then met him in person and he was everything I thought he was going to be. And then I found out that he had just been like, instead of personally talking to me, he had someone, you know, laying the ground. I don't know, but that he programmed. I don't know. I feel like if I met him in person and he was great, I might be okay with it.
All right. I'll give you that, Tony. I'm not going to give you that. Charlie, we know your personality. If you found out somebody was lying to you for 3 months and you were having talks with a robot, you would be so furious. I don't care how hot he is or the compliments. You'd be like, well, do you really mean that? Or is it your bot talking to me?
Yeah, you're right. I actually don't know how I would react, but I hope to never find out because I hope to never be on Tinder ever in my life. I hope to never be on any app a day in my life.
Dating? Could you imagine dating? Like if you were in college right now with all this going on, it would be a disaster.
No.
It'd be so hard.
No, I feel bad. I truly feel bad for the younger generation because we're seeing all of, you know, the numbers are telling. You have more single women and men than ever. Less people have a desire to get married. The birth rate is plummeting. So, I mean, it's not a good road we're headed down. So, couple the fact that people already don't like each other with the fact that AI is going to be taken over, probably every single sector of society. It's going to be interesting moving forward, but I'm just here for the ride because I don't know if there's anything I can personally do about it. And like I said, if you want to make that your prerogative, Guns, I implore you to do I will be sitting with my cocktail on the beach. Yes. If that's, I don't know, you know, just in terms of AI, I'll do my part as far as this show and trying to get information out there. But as far as stopping the creators of AI, I just don't know that I have much say in that. Okay. Let's get into, a story that I think is awesome. People also that I feel like are helping to save the world right now. An unlikely group that I never would have pinpointed to be superheroes. But again, Guns, not all heroes wear capes. And that is certainly the case.
No, I don't have mine on today.
Arizona State University frat boys. They are the heroes that this country did not know that they needed. They are single-handedly helping to help. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work, but help to put an end to these asinine pro-Palestine protests that are taking place. They're running rampant all over college campuses, all over the country. It's getting worse as the days go by. But on the ASU campus, if you want to be anti-Semitic, you have to reckon with the frat boys. Take a look at this.
Look at these. Right. We've got the white frat boys throwing away protesters' belongings, and we've got the pigs in brown doing nothing about it, although we are being forced off campus. Pigs in brown.
These idiots, I have been watching, I mean, it's all over the news, Guns. I mean, it's in the morning, yeah, it's in the afternoon, course. It's in the night. I mean, just yesterday, they had the 2 o'clock deadline on the Columbia University campus for the tent city to be, you know, taken out of there.
Which, by the way, nothing happened. They didn't even kick them out yet. Nothing has happened. So that 2 p.m. Once you put a deadline and you don't follow that up, you have no legitimacy anymore, by the way. Yes. Continue though. Yeah.
Yeah. There are no rules if you don't enforce them, and the campus administration, the police weren't even there to do anything. It's such a joke. And now the protesters have taken over Hamilton Hall, which I'm not sure exactly what building that belongs to on campus, but they have barricaded themselves inside the building. I mean, this is just, it's disgusting. It is disgusting that people have allowed this to occur and do nothing about it. But the frat boys' Guns, I've always been a fan of frat boys. I will say that. I have always been a fan of frat boys. I was in a sorority myself in college. I was always a fan of the frat boys, yeah, men after my own heart, and now even more so, although they're a little too young for me at this point.
There's a lot going on here. It's fun because we talked about this about a week or 2 weeks ago when it first started happening, and all the protests are quote unquote the pro-Hamas rallies and all this stuff, and it's funny because now they're trying to shift the narrative. They're trying to bring up all different kind of rights and all this stuff. It's like, but the underlining point is still the underlining point. And there's outside groups. I talked about this last week about Soros funded and all this, and like the big climate. There is a huge, huge backing here. There's reasons that there are the same signs on both the East Coast and West Coast within a day of each other. These aren't people just like drawing on boards. Okay. There's something underlining here, which is interesting, but I think what's crazy, I think what's actually awful, what's really awful about the whole entire thing is, which is probably what some of these my frat bros are upset about, is they're not going to walk in graduation. There are so many graduation ceremonies that have just been canceled because of this. Imagine putting 4 years of utter chaos and BS and just trying to get through college and all that kind of stuff, and you survive 4 years. It's like, oh, sorry, you can't do it because there's a giant protest and people are entrapped on your campus, and half of them might not even go to the school, and it's mayhem, but for a safety issue. Like, I would be furious. And you think 4 years ago, what was going on? They couldn't even walk in senior of high school because it was COVID. So once again, it's people, these outside forces, whether it was your governor, your mayor, or your school, being like, oh, you can't walk because of COVID. 4 years later, oh, we're free, 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 and it's gone. I would be like, how is that an incentive to accelerate your career, but also what you're able to give back to society? It's nuts. Yeah. So like, obviously, like these frat boys, like, dude, stop ruining my opportunity for what I want to do. I deserve to walk in graduation, please. You want to protest, go whatever. But don't hinder it and ruin it for the rest of us. That is wrong.
Or you know what?
That
please don't so protest. Wrong. Just go crawl back into the hole in which you came out of and leave us all alone. Unless you have something productive to accomplish, there is nothing productive about this. And in fact, it made me laugh last week when I saw that there was meant to be the same type of encampment built on the University of Washington's campus as there was currently happening on Columbia's campus. And they had to cancel it, Guns, because there was a lack of diversity among the students who were going to be involved. There was not one Muslim, Arab, or Palestinian student that was taking part in this. It was all white students. I mean, who have no business protesting. They have no idea what's going on. This is just some sick game for them, in a way for them to be hateful and, you know, further their messaging of just hating the United States and where they come from, even though this is the greatest city on the planet. But I think to tie a bow on all of this, Guns, is when you look at what's going on college campuses and you look at, I don't know, I guess the purpose that college serves these days. I mean, you initially went to college to go be your own person, to learn more about the world, to learn more about other people, to discover who you actually are. And now it's just turning into this cesspool of hate, not to mention when you think about the direction AI is going in and how learning is going to become a thing of the past. Because back in my day, I mean, the most help that I would get, for example, in math class was a calculator, right? Now I can just put something into ChatGPT and it can do all of the research for me, all of the legwork for me. I mean, I don't even understand how learning. I just don't even understand how learning is going to remain the same as it is, because you have access to everything with the click of a button. And I just don't see colleges existing in the same sense that they do now. I do not see them existing in the same sense, I'll say 10 years from now, probably even less than that.
It's so here's the thing. Critical thinking is gone. Deductive reasoning is gone. You used to be able to build a foundation. You know what I mean? You learn the background. When I was going to college, even through high school and college, I loved to read the other side's viewpoint so I would understand. It's all about understanding, because then you can counter it that much better. Now it's you're either with us, not even with us or against us. You're with us 100%, but you're with us 90%, then we're going to throw you away. Like, you know, they're going after AOC now, like, which I'm not a fan of AOC, obviously, but like, it just shows how radicalized it is. You have to go. But as far as the learning, yeah, we all went, think about it, like when we went to college, we all had a friend named like Tex, who was from Texas. You know what I mean? Like, and there's Wisconsin, everything. It's like you go to college to learn and be curious and figure out your place in the world. Now it's just cater to you, and if somebody doesn't agree with you, then it's the scarlet letter. It's the scarlet letter. It started happening about 2020. I consider it like the scarlet letter modern day society, where it's like shame, 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 shame. You know, like the scarlet letter, obviously the historic book. Because you're not fully on board. And it's gotten so out of control that, like, the appeasement now, these colleges don't know what to do. And it's sad, but also colleges were already, you know, in the losing column to begin with because of just how high tuition was. And people were like, well, why am I going to begin with? Now you do this. You have people that are completely innocent. You know, think about, like, Columbia has, what, thousands upon thousands of students. All these colleges do, and maybe there's, you know, maybe like 1,000 protesters. Well, what about the 19,000 other students that now can't walk in graduation or whatever it might be? Like, that's
or
not
going to finish their classes in person.
Like,
they got to be remote the rest of the year, which is crap.
Real quick, I just want to get this point in real quick, because this is important. I mentioned it last week. We were talking about, like, TikTok. You might just remember, just a couple months ago, there was literally the TikTok trend that said Bin Laden was right for 9/11. Okay, that's, you know, some of the mentality that you're being fed, because you're not doing the research and the underlining deductive reasoning or just the research on it. Okay, that was awful. Okay, TikTok finally stepped up and started deleting those videos, but that's what some of what you're dealing with. But the other thing that I want to get across is I think they're overplaying their card here. As far as, you know, if a lot, you know, the left is doing right now, because I think this is going to actually hurt Joe Biden a lot, because the average person that's sitting back and being like, what the hell is going on right now? And Biden really hasn't said anything about it. You know, even if it might be from the left and stuff, you're appeasing to a small minority, because it's gone beyond just whatever the original thing. It's become just chaos right now. And I think it's going to actually hurt them more than they think it is, because it's become so radical.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that was a fun conversation, Guns. Ooh. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Y'all,
I hope
see you on the beach.
Have
Let's drink some mimosas on the beach together. All right.
Feel free to join me when you're not fighting the push to enhance AI. Ooh.
There we go. On a Tuesday. Appreciate you. By the way, all the Ice Cube stuff and a lot of those articles are up on outkick.com. People can check them out. Just search Guns, G-U-N-Z.
Fabulous.
Check them out. And rock and roll. I'll see you. All right.
Stay away
from AI, everybody.
Outkick the Morning will be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Hey, look, I'm a dad. I know what dads want for Father's Day. That is steak, world-class Omaha Steaks. Dads deserve top-quality American beef, and that's what they'll get with Omaha Steaks' deluxe Father's Day gift. For just $89.99, he'll get mouth-watering Omaha Steaks, butcher's cut top sirloins, juicy boneless pork chops, deli-style gourmet jumbo franks, and their legendary Omaha Steak burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code OUTKICK at checkout to order the deluxe Father's Day gift and get four additional burgers absolutely free. That's 24 unforgettable entrees for just $89.99 when you use promo code OUTKICK at checkout. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, use code OUTKICK and get the deluxe Father's Day gift plus four free burgers today.
That'll be pretty impossible to do because AI has taken over. But yes, let's do our best to not let it take over our lives, at least at this point in time. In the meantime, until tomorrow's show, everybody, you know where to find me, at Charlie on TV. Hope you all have a fantastic Tuesday, and I will see you same place, same time tomorrow.